Chapter 47. LP was in John Atman's recording studio with Eugene Case. He had decided to stay in Toronto for a few extra days to help Atman and LP with the curious development with songs and glitches. Diane and Faith had joined them today. It was pretty much impossible to get them to stay away. They had become hooked on the story and wanted to know where it was going. LP let them do their own introductions. "John, we met the other night. Just a reminder that I'm Dion," she said as she shook the hands of Case and Atman. "I work in the entertainment business and have a lot of contacts who might be interested in working with you and LP." LP gave her a sideways look, pursing his lips in order to help avoid shouting out, "Bullshit!" "And I'm Faith," said Faith, as she leaned towards the other two men. "I've known LP for ages, and we've worked together on some art projects. My specialty is music and media promotion, particularly over social media channels." "It's great to meet you both," Atman said politely. "Certainly," Case said, nodding in their direction. "And I'm Eugene Case. My specialty is what's called an omnibioacoustics. I work with different animal languages, and I've been trying to understand how species communicate with each other, and possibly with other species. I've been drawn into this because I'm fascinated by the idea that there might be something more to this situation than there seems to be, although I haven't been able to put my finger on it yet." Faith asked Case, "What's your take on what happened a few days ago in Germany? You know, where it seemed like the insects attacked the Bamfield building?" "I haven't collected all the details yet, but if I were a believer, I'd say that the animals actually did attack the building," Case replied uncomfortably. Atman offered, "Does anyone remember reading that bizarre story about a guy in South America fighting off army ants?" "Yeah," Diane said, vaguely remembering the story. "That was the Shitiana Jones movie when they were in Brazil or something, and all the Russians got consumed by ants." "Come on," Faith said. "It was an okay flick." "You're insulting the word okay," Case said, grinning. "No way. Don't be so judgmental. I have a serious man crush on Harrison Ford, and I'm okay with what I saw," LP said, joining in on the fun. "Speak for yourself," Diane said, "although I suppose any girl with serious daddy issues would find Ford pretty hot." "That's so messed up," Atman said, shaking his head. "But seriously, what was that story?" Faith looked up and to the left, like she was accessing old memories. "Lenny with ants in his pants. Lennon can't dance." Dion jumped in. "Lennon beats the ants?" "You idiots. It's Leiningen versus the ants," LP said, smiling like he had just won the final Jeopardy round. "And no, you're not idiots," he corrected himself before anyone could misinterpret his joking tone. But the message was that nature was always in control of the situation, whether Leiningen wanted it or not. "That's right," Case said thoughtfully. "It was a right piece of propaganda written by a Nazi to describe the perils of communism." "Really?" Faith said incredulously. "Absolutely," LP said, throwing his support to Case. "It may have been more than that. Legend has it that many Nazis took up the story as a warning about Jews, homosexuals, the Roma, and many other populations that they later tried to terminate. Overall message, old stock folks are okay, immigrants are bad." "The original propaganda," said Faith. "And a reminder that spin can be laid out anytime, anywhere by anyone with an intent to make us collectively as dizzy as possible," Atman added.